Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Philadelphia police continue to look for the driver of a stolen Hyundai who's wanted for a fatal hit-and-run crash in the Fairhill neighborhood. Police have released images of the suspect, and they're asking for the public's help in identifying him. They say the crash happened at 5th Street and Indiana Avenue, October 13th. The suspect ran away on foot. Anyone with information is being asked to call the Crash Investigation Division, and you can see photos at our website, kywnewsradio.com. For the second year in a row, there will be no air show on the Atlantic City beach this summer. The Greater Atlantic City Chamber announced they are taking a strategic pause, issued in a statement that they're not hosting a 2025 show. Last summer's event was canceled at the last minute after officials said a major act pulled out. That after the South Jersey Transportation Authority gave $300,000 to save the 20-year tradition. In their announcement, leaders said they hope to bring the show back in 2026.
Holiday travel is already picking up. In fact, the Pennsylvania Turnpike expects tomorrow to be the busiest day until New Year's Day. 650,000 vehicles are expected to drive the Turnpike tomorrow alone, says Turnpike Authority spokeswoman Marissa Urbanek.
We expect travelers to first and foremost plan ahead, know that there's going to be more people on the road, but also be a safe and courteous driver.
She says the Turnpike project projects nearly 6.5 million drivers on the highway between tomorrow and January 1st. And she reminds motorists that open road tolling by overhead gantries instead of Turnpike toll booths begin on January 5th.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.